very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August 11, 2023. And I am your host tonight, Evans Zininga. And tonight we are discussing the upcoming general elections with just 12 days to go to the polls. You know, this is the second presidential election since Robert Mugabe's nearly four decades in power ended in 2017. Zimbabwe has invited international observers to monitor the elections. Political parties, especially the major ones, ZANU-PF and Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, are jostling for votes as their campaign trails are in full swing. The battle throttle within almost certain note that the battle lines have been drawn. It's a ZANU-PF and CCC election. CCC leader Nelson Chamisa has unveiled 20 ambitious actions that he says his government will be running on, as well as the Christian values embedded in it, while his counterpart, ZANU-PF Emmerson Mnangagwa, said if people do not vote for his party and him for president, they would not go to heaven. Oh my goodness. A mouthful there from the president of Zimbabwe. But before we delve much into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening elsewhere in the world. After ruling for 38 years, Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen is transferring power to his son Hun Manet. The heir will be confirmed by the National Assembly on August 22. He is inheriting a changing nation, and VOA's Chitra Chap gives us this report.
3 days after what many call a sham election, Asia's longest-serving leader, Hun Sen, announced he will let his son, Hun Manet, take the Cambodia Prime Minister seat in August. The 70-year-old leader has ruled Cambodia with a tight grip for 38 years. Before the July 23rd election, he banned the main opposition Candlelight Party, saying it misfiled paperwork. His ruling Cambodian People's Party won with a margin of 78% against 17 small parties.
With the absence of a party that has a lot of support in the country, the election was not a legitimate process. It was neither democratic nor constitutional.
With China as his closest ally, Hun Sen has said losing Western trade and tax benefits doesn't worry him. What concerns him now, analysts say, is the smooth transfer of power to his son.
Queuing up this transition while Hun Sen still has some energy and the ability to shape politics behind the scenes was important for him.
Strangio said Hun Sen's legacy is the longest spell of peace and growth in Cambodia histories of upheaval, discord, revolution, and civil war. This has come with a cost of a wide gap between the powerful rich who operate with impunity and the ordinary Cambodians who lack access to justice and public accountability. Cambodia enjoyed an average annual growth of 7% between 1998 and 2022, according to the World Bank. The nation's population of 16.7 million people is young. More than 70% are under 30 years old, according to Oxfam. This younger population, who were not directly affected by the wars, has been a challenge for Hun Sen. In the 2013 election, they supported the now-dissolved opposition, Cambodian National Rescue Party. Strangio said the future prime minister and the CPP won't be able to rely on the so-called thank you peace strategy to claim legitimacy.
The party's going to find itself facing another, an upsurge of opposition, whether or not that opposition can find its voice through a competitive election.
But 45-year-old Hun Manet, a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point with a PhD in economics, is one of a new generation of CPP leaders.
Young leaders selected from the CPP share the party's spirit of loving the country and the people. They are equipped with qualified education and experience fitted for the modern age.
And while critics see Hun Manet's advancement As evidence of the family's grip on power, many young Cambodians appear excited by the coming change.
There is a high chance of betterment in the new generation leader who is familiar with modern facilities.
Chatra Chap, VOA News, Washington.
And moving on, today the opposition CCC held a rallies in Wange and Victoria Falls that were addressed by its leader Nelson Chamisa. Let's take a look.
We are only going to have 15 ministries, lean and mean cabinet. And our winter minister can ask me to deliver. Our winter minister of finance can ask me to deliver. The minister must provide and deliver. Those are the things that are not going to
CCC leader there, Nelson Chamisa, speaking at a rally in Matabeleland North. The ruling party, ZANU-PF, also had its rally in Wange Rural, where the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, addressed the supporters.
Mwali kete UMP onguye ZANU-PF litombo elizafika eParliament lapho ngikhokhela khona. Na iParliament indlu yomthetho yonke ekonapha ezweni kulapho ebunjwa khona. Now nxa ungu-speaker kumbe lowo okhokhela iParliament alisuwe speaker walapho ozala khona kuphela, ungumkhokheli indawana zonke.
And that was Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda speaking at a rally in Wange today. And on that note, let's take a quick break. Please do not go away. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see we connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And welcome back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And tonight, we are discussing preparations for general elections to be held on August 23. And to discuss this issue, we are joined first by ZANU-PF's information officer, Takudzwa Gambiza. And also we have Triple C's Vatawanda Dzokora, based here in the U.S. And we also have MDC's Lloyd Damba, the presidential spokesperson for MDC. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ivanza. Thank you, Muria Zimbabwe.
Right. Varume nyayari pano mazuva asara mashoma. Taswedera kuma elections. Tiri kunzwa zvakawanda kuma campaign kuri kutaurwa zvakawanda uko. Ndiri kuda kuti regai titange nava Gambiza. We recently heard the president saying people who vote for ZANU-PF and him to be president will go to heaven. Makazvizwawo here izvo? Is this appropriate to say, comrade?
It's appropriate when we are talking in political terms. When the president talks of going to heaven for voting for the it's meant to excite people because they're saying ZANU-PF is the party that is going to be in there. Because ZANU-PF, we have to say, but there's no doubt about it. And ZANU-PF is the party that has been chosen by the heavens to lead this country to prosperity because it represents the interests of the people, the party that the people at heart, and it's the party that even what the only do wakawana kuti yakukodzera kuti pakubva pakusunungura nyika, it has that historical background of being the liberated party that liberated this country. Was ZANU-PF emanated from the unification of the two forces that were there during the liberation struggle, which was ZANU-PF and ZANU, which then formed ZANU-PF in 1987. So these are the two political forces that liberated the country. So when the president speaks of saying, when he says whoever votes for ZANU-PF will go to heaven, it is quite certain and it is the truth.
All right. Regai ndikubate pamuromo. Va Gambiza muchigadzirira kuenda kudenga. Vadzokora ndoziya muri kuvaviwa kuda kupindura va Gambiza. What's your take to what Mr. Gambiza is saying?
I don't have any take because he's not saying anything. This is madness. It's blasphemy. You know, we know that people go to heaven because of God. People go to heaven because of their acts, because of what they do, what they are doing on earth here. What Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing and ZANU-PF are saying is that God is equal to ZANU-PF. And there is nothing like that, you know. So, ndongochandongo taurira vana veZimbabwe, ndechekuti ngatiregedzei kuteerera zvisina maturo. Ngatiteererei President Chamisa vari kutaura nezveZimbabwe itsva, Zimbabwe for everyone, Zimbabwe that will provide mining opportunities for everyone, a Zimbabwe that will provide agricultural opportunities for everyone, a Zimbabwe that is going to provide jobs for everyone, a Zimbabwe that will provide education and health for everyone.
Right.
That is what is worth listening to.
Vadzokora, thank you so much for responding. I know kuti vatamba vakamirirawo ndichauya kwamuri manje vatamba. We also had the Triple C president, Vachamisa Vachiti. When he is elected, he will run the government on Christian values. Now, my question in regards to that is, what happens to the diversity and inclusivity that he has been talking about?
Zimbabwe is already a Christian nation. We believe in God. The majority of the people believe in God. But that doesn't necessarily mean that President Chamisa will not tolerate other nationalities or other people that believe in other ways. He is already a man who believes in African traditional religion. That's why you see him in his home area. That's why you see him everywhere, even with the old people that do not believe in Christian values. You know, they believe in their own traditional religion, which is called ATR. It's a form of religion. He interacts with them. He talks with them. So it means he will definitely be tolerant to every religion that exists in the world. We have in our midst, in Triple C, we have people that belong to different nationalities, and he talks to them, he interacts with them, he respects the differences, the individual differences that are there between Christians and others.
Maakupari zava dzokora manjenga njenga asima taura. Ndoda kutitide zava tamba. MDC, we have seen the party being rocked with resignations and defections, and we recently saw your leader, Vamonzora, pulling out of the presidential race. How is this being received by your supporters, Vadamba?
And I want to thank to the seven and the multiple platforms and the people engaged together. Chinochechu, too, yes, we have seen my defections. Yes, we have seen my resignations from witness today in particular. But in my resignations, I think Kutanga Kritika, I think my resignations and my treasure or betrayal, Anakutanga Nazi, they go as far back as biblical times. Even Judas Iscariot Akanga, Ari Treasure, our Jesu Akamuramba in the 11th hour. Even Peter akanga akapromisa Jesu ndinendinewe kusvika kumagumo akamuramba in the 11th hour. And mukatarisa kuti politically ZANU-PF yakasplita from ZAPU ichibva kubhayano foma ZANU Zoom. Saka ma split, they are not just only a reserve of the MDC. As anoitika kumapato yese nekuti ma revolution they are incomplete. And then Matizo president vakabuda murace. That is very true. But in my reasons, our couple of race was that Takanya said articulate Monsieur Mandy. Chimichek Tanga, Takashopota, Takashopota reported the limitation. Takata inakutes are 20% threshold. That's number one. 20% threshold in Mukasakuti among my constituents is only 54,000, among 30,000, among 10 to 12,000. Pakawia 8. Kuchimani Mani quite a flat. Kumakoni wetu kwa itama flat. Wakuchimani mani wakatuwa 20 bags. Wakumakoni wakatuwa 20 bags wa shibake. Wakuchimani mani anu wano parana makapu. Wakumakoni wetu wano parana ma big bag. Saka hizu ndoshu usati kutarisa. Nisuru kwenda kwa takata kukotu kutiani wa delimitation report. Atina kutara fatete kunyaya jena election. Atinyaya ni kutistributa ma national and state resources. Hey. 87 of our members who are frustrated. We don't control the banking system in this country as an opposition. So it's our side. 70 others plus, waka frustrated, systematically on the day of nomination. So by Papu, trend right now, my polling stations anger 11,000 just last week. But in the middle of this election, my polling stations are being added, meaning Kutizazukutaura, my boundaries are being changed. My boundaries are removed, the limitation report are not clear. They have continued to add more polling stations. Right.
The last one. La Damba.
No, hold on. I just want to look up. Hold on. I just want to finish. European Union, they account at £3 million. They put in Mapoli agents up at Daru. For all the three political parties, 1 million for each. But if I look at the 11th hour, I can't remember. But how do you go to an election with Nama monitors?
Yeah, Mataura
Nya. For all these reasons, that kind of this election is the first election. We don't want to complain after the election. We are complaining before the election.
Mataura nyaya dzakawanda vadamba. I wish also kuti tidzokere kwamuri tigozodzizeya zvakanaka. Ndoda kuti ndimbodzoka kwamuri vagambiza. ZANU PF nhasi taona kwanga kune marali kumatevele lenduko. Taonawo pari kutaurwa nyaya dzakawanda. Mubvunzo wangu kwamuri wochiti zvii zvamuri kuita imi sebato rezanu PF zvichaita kuti mumeke shuwa kuti munohwina musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi?
Ndoda kutenda nemubvunzo wangu wakaisvonaka. Chokutanga chandoda kuti ndizivise ruzhinji rezimbabwe nderekuti zanu PF ibato ravo, zanu PF ibato zanu. Ari kubato remunhu nderevanhu iwo kana in each dealing zvino zvarinoita rinoita nevanhu dhatai muri kuona kuti mukazhinji zanu PF inotangira pasel izokwira pabranchi izokwira padistrict izokwira province dc province yedzenda kunational izvi tinozvinoitirwei kuti zanu PF inge ine vanhu iva nezviwa nguva nenguva angaita apati mamwe atiibonzwa yekuti anezvinza nevanhu vatatu ndoezvaaripo the resiambit ichi tikiritirie kuti vanhu edu ndo vanoziva zvinodiwa pagrafu dhatai takavatakava nepolicy devolution tikati devolution ngaiitwe level with all of the administrative powers to the district level kuti mamizi evanhu district level beat the hospital beat the road beat the need yekuva nerepresentation beat the good yekuti pasa them zvikadzikinaa
tinoaa
kutiona kuti
ndoda kukubatai pamuromo zvekare. Regai nditendere ndikubatsei pamuromo.
Kubata muromo ndichandanyatoparura. Kevanhu
ndinodzoka kwamuri, ndinodzoka. Regai tinzwewo Triple C vari kutaurawo kuti vari kuhwina zvine mutsindo kwavari kufamba uku. Vadzokora, zviwo zvamuri kuita imi sebato reTriple C kuti muhwine sarudzo idzi, tiri kunzwa muchiti mundohwina zvine mutsindo. Tanzwa kuti taruza vadzokora. Alright, regai ndijambire kuna vadamba. Vadamba, let's come back to you. Where is the MDC going from here?
The MDC is going to go back on the drawing board. It is going to go back to the people and consult the people on the way forward. Nekuti MDC is a people's project. Saka isu tiri kuti tikudzokera back to the branch, tikudzokera back to the ward, tikudzokera back to our structures and say taakuendepi from here. But mind you kuti haisiriyo election yekupedzisira muzimbabwe and haisiri yekutanga. Saka kune masapotazi edu ari kunzewo kutira kuti vataurire kuti don't worry, tiri kudzoka kwamuri. Isu as leadership takatora position taona kuti election haipindiki and haisi kuhwinika. Nekuti mukatarisa kuti zeke atoo maplayers instead of becoming marefree. Saka tikudzokera back to our supporters, tikudzokera back to the people of Zimbabwe and say kuti we are the defenders of the democratic space. And you know our performance pandakatiremeyekatimu government. Makawana policy document ratakalonja. Iroro ndiratiwamba takabata. Kune maMPs edakafrustrate while we are telling them to mobilize the people for the next election. Saka we are not dead. We are still there. It is too early for anybody to write an epitaph on the MDC. It's too early.
Mm-hmm. Vagambiza, ndodzokazve kwamuri. Munoti kudiwo nekubuda kweMDC muresi. Is this a blessing in disguise to ZANU PF? Tirikuona vamwe vanhu vakabuda vachiti taaku ZANU PF ameno, muri kupaonawo sei? Ndandiri kuti, do you think the pulling out of Vamonzora from the race, your presidential election, your gore rino iyi, is a blessing in disguise to ZANU PF?
Eh,
Can you come again? The last part of the key.
Ndiri kutsvaga kuti kubuda kweMDC muresi yesarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika idzi. Zviri kukusiyai imi murimire papi matora vamwe vanhu here, magaranti yenyu yekuhwina iri kuwedzera here, kana kuti vachatorwa vese neTCCC?
It's quite unfortunate because the MDC is not a party. But somebody, it was just a faction. It was a faction, MDC, Babaka Shara, Tangra, and so on. Chaka Baja, Pound, and the Baja, because you have to play Chavanyari na kutubavari muresi, kawegu ziwaku, 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 kazunyaji, kapa mpile chenzi. Yes, wano kona utipozo kwa zeli to the people. Hawa iti wangu, kani wangu, 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 uka uki, uka uka, mama chasur na wangu, 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 yata, yata, wangu, wangu. So, I just think about it, it is ever a problem. Na kwa zavari mwamu, resi kana ta haramu, it's of no, zito, kutu wangu, sur na wangu, kwa wangu, Ram Gada and the old plan zero is 40. So we don't worry about it. We have a lot of people. It's only one that we have to do. I would want to do it.
Regaindi. Regaindi dzoke tanza kuti vadzokora vadzoka vambenge vadonha network inopota ichitinetsa. Vadzokora muripo here ndandabvunza kuti zvinonguva yedu ndo yakuita seinopera asi muti gagaga. Imi umise TCCC zvamuri kuita ndezvipi kumeka shuwa kuti mahwina musarudzo idzi?
Aiwa, isu tiri kusevera semusangano wemacitizens, musangano wevanhu. Tiri kuti vanhu vese vakabva kwamonzora. Vasisina mutungamiri wekuvhotera, uyai dzokai kumusha kuna baba Chamisa, totorawo zvakare avo vekwakasikwere, uyai kumusha kuna baba Chamisa. Chaimo muzanu PF macho, vanhu vamunogona vakazara kumarada amunangago, imango dzedu dziya, vanhu vedu vari kutya kurohwa kana vasina kuenda kumarada ezanu PF. Takangoti ngavaende ikoko, asi pakunovhota, vachapinda vachinovhotera baba Chamisa. Nekuti hakuna anenge achivaona, tiri kufamba tichishambadza president vachitaura kuti musatyisidzirwe nevanhu vachitaura kuti muchaonekwa murimo, hakuna anokuona.
Chiregai tipewo vadamba mukana vataurawo mazwi ekupedzisira tozodzoka vagambiza moonekawo vateereri. Davadamba pinda izveni muti gaga.
They must learn to speak as a person who is shooting his short swords, not a person who is unshooting it because we're going to the election. Their victory is not guaranteed. Pataka umba msangana wa MPC, asina kumba msangana around the personality called the Morgan Tsvangirai. Taka buda msangana around the people of Zimbabwe, tika ata consensus. Number three, election yedu ya munu ino decide on 50% plus one vote. They may have the 50%, but they are not going to rule this country. They are not going to speak with humility.
Aha, thank you so much. La Gambiza, in 10 seconds, Mashoko, when you go to Zimbabwe, to only can never tell it. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show tonight. And this brings us to the end of our show today. Please join us again next week as we bring you more. And for now, for today, have a wonderful weekend. This is Evans Zininga, and I'm signing out. Good night, Zimbabwe.